From NPR and WNYC, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for the next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Coming up on Ask Me Another, we're going celluloid with some of our favorite movie games. We'll mash up plots, contemplate why sequels have such ridiculous titles, and even get a little randy. That's right. Did you know that any, and I mean any, movie can be Randy Newmanized with a jaunty tune? Like this.
Keep walking, Frodo, to save the Shire. You're gonna have to chuck the ring in the fire. Nobody believed that he could win. Go, Lord of the Rings, the Return of the King, go.
But this first game is called Small Screen Adaptation because every great movie can be cashed in for an even better television show. I mean, how many times have you thought Gone with the Wind should really be a television series? And each episode should start with Rhett and Scarlett and their friends at a coffee shop. Line up the Emmys. The musical duo Paul and Storm join me for this first game. Let's get rolling. We have Lori Wogue and Brian Devinney. Welcome to the Ask Me Another stage. Brian Devinney, for our listeners, is wearing a kilt. I need to point that out. It is very important. Are you Scottish, Brian?
No, I'm Irish.
You're Irish? Is that an Irish kilt?
This is the Irish revenge tartan.
That sounds like some sort of martial arts move.
It means don't tick me off.
Always good to start on the offensive. Brian, are you into trivia? Are you a big trivia?
I love trivia.
What is your favorite brand of trivia? Do you have a sort that you're like really knowledgeable about?
The Miss Universe pageant.
That's amazing. Do you have one fun fact about a...
Miss Universe 1971 was from Lebanon, and she was the only Miss Universe to be crowned wearing hot pants.
I'm going to talk to Lori right now because Lori could weigh in on all of this. She's an immigration lawyer.
I am.
You probably have heard it all.
I have, yes.
Just so you know, I do have a green card and it has not expired. Okay. So I'm
very good. I wasn't going to ask. That's my policy.
So really? Yeah. That's good to know.
Yes.
So in this game, we're going to present some ideas for television series based on big screen films. But since they need to be scaled down for the small screen, we've removed a letter from the title. So we'll describe the show and you give us the new title. For example, if we said, this series features a sweet, dim-witted baseball official who thinks life is like a box of chocolates, we'd be talking about Forrest Gump.
Oh, okay.
Forrest Gump minus the G to make him an umpire.
This sounds hard.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. A fussy old Southern woman makes a new best friend, the African-American swimming coach, who prompts her to jump off the high board. Lori.
Driving Michael Phelps.
That is incorrect. It's a fun answer. Brian, did you have it?
Diving Miss Daisy.
Diving Miss Daisy. That is correct.
Could I say right now that I would totally watch the TV show Driving Michael Phelps?
From Pixar comes the adventures of some Meshuggah talking dreidels, such a saurus. Lori.
Oi Story.
Oi Story. Each week, a different angel is told that if he saves a despondent soul, he'll get his wings. But that turns out to be a big, fat fib. Brian's looking up. Lori's looking at me.
You guys just gotta know the answer to this one.
Oh, Lori.
It's a wonderful something.
Yeah, it is a wonderful something,
yeah.
Yes.
It's a wonderful wife.
That is incorrect. Brian is trying...
It's a wonderful lie.
It's a wonderful lie, yes.
Thank you, Lori.
An overprotective clownfish desperately tries to locate his son, last seen wearing his hair over his eyes, listening to Weezer, and swimming with sharks off the coast of Australia. Brian.
Finding Emo.
Finding Emo. Jack Nicholson plays a jaded private detective in this hard-boiled mystery series set in a city full of green, moss-covered pets. Lori.
Chiatown.
Chiatown. Julia Roberts reprises her role as a beautiful prostitute, but this time she's spitefully insisting on being bought dinner as well. Brian.
Petty woman?
That is correct. We also would have accepted eat, pay, love. So much fun. You two were wonderful contestants. Turns out that Brian is the winner of this round, and we'll be moving on. Thank you so much to Lori. All This Hour, Ask Me Another celebrates the cinephile in all of us. And some of the best movie moments would be nothing without a great musical score. In this next game, Pollen Storm paid tribute to a guy who scored countless movies. He's been nominated for 20 Academy Awards, and he's got a friend in all of us. Contestants Curtis Ray and Jen Medora joined us for this next game. Jen, I'm fascinated that you are training to be a professional psychotherapist.
I'm in counseling yeah? school right now.
Okay, so I have a couple questions about what's going on with me right now. Is that cool? Just quickly, what is the best way to cure disappointment?
Maybe not put yourself in that situation in the first place.
Wow, that sounds very logical and impossible. But I like that. Sounds smart. You sound smart. Curtis, do you have any questions about your life that you would like to ask Jen?
Am I supposed to be sweating so much?
Might want to ask your doctor.
That is just so like a counselor, right? He just passes it along. Yeah, okay. Paul, Storm.
Yes.
Paul and Storm, do you have a game for us?
We do. Storm and I are huge, huge fans of American singer-songwriter Randy Newman.
Yes. Yeah, you know, the guy who sang Short People and did all those Pixar movie themes like, You Got a Friend in Me.
He's actually done a whole lot of movie theme songs, and Storm and I are firmly of the belief that every single movie ever made should have a Randy Newman theme song. And it's actually quite easy because they all sound pretty much like this.
Here's an example. Look out, Iron Man, for them Thor hammer throws. Scarlett Johansson's wearing real tight clothes. Nobody believed that they could win. Go, Avengers, go!
What we're going to do is we're going to sing some Randy Newman theme songs from past and present films. And your job is to ring in once we have finished the line, nobody believes that he or they could win. And then you will fill in the blank, go, name of movie title, go.
Now, you don't have to sing it.
Yes, they have to sing it. They totally have to sing it.
You have to sing it. That's the law.
It's the Ophira law.
Yeah, I love singing.
And the contestant who gets more right moves on to our final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Sure.
Yes.
Here we go.
You think it's the real world, but it's not what it seems. When Leo DiCaprio's running round in your dreams, nobody believed that he could win.
Curtis.
Go, Inception, go.
Correct, and I might say, very boldly sung, sir.
Here we go. You saved the Union, and you freed all the slaves. Now treat yourself. Go and see a nice play. Nobody believed that he could win.
Curtis.
Go, Lincoln, go.
Correct!
It's so nice the kids know their history these days.
A little angelic in there, very nice.
Well, he was our president.
You're geekier than I thought, Curtis. I enjoy you.
Absolutely.
Respect through melisma.
That's right.
You pass had lots of money, but now you're dead. Turns out Rosebud was your sled. Nobody believed that he could win.
Jen.
Go, Citizen Kane, go.
Correct! Also, a spoiler alert.
Here we go, Paul. The series now is over, so you can be sure. Vampires ain't gonna sparkle no more. Nobody believed that they could win.
Jen.
Go, Twilight, go.
I think we need to be more specific.
A little more information,
oh,
please.
Oh, go, Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, Breaking Dawn, Parts 1 and 2. Go.
I like your style. You're like, let's just put everything I've ever learned about Twilight in the answer.
I think we'll give it to her.
Art says, yeah, we're going to give it to you. Well done.
You sold lots of cocaine right up to the end. Say hello to my little friend. Nobody believed that he could win.
Go, Serpico, go.
Curtis, so close.
Go, Scarface, go.
That is correct. Jen, you did it. You won this round. Congratulations. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Curtis, thank you. So entertaining, and your singing was beautiful. Just
You're
beautiful.
A pleasure.
Coming up, we'll ask if you can think of a movie that does not star Michael Caine, Donald Sutherland, or Anthony Hopkins. Go on, name one. Come on. Plus, it seems even movie monsters have a hard time finding love. So we made Godzilla an online dating profile in a game we call E-Horror Money. You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.